Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we are telling you tales of princesses and
sieges. Somehow there's explosions.
Yeah, sure, why not? If you launched a barrel full of hot fire liquid.
Yeah, oil. Hot fire, that's what oil is, or gas.
Oil explodes, right?
gas station attendant, fill my car with a barrel of hot fire liquid, please.
Yes, sir. So we got more of that coming your way.
This is going to be a good episode.
But before we get into that, Josh, what did you do this week?
I didn't really do a whole lot. I watched some Sherlock.
Oh, yeah?
I've been into Sherlock Holmes lately, but not the books, because reading is for dorks.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to read one of those?
I have. I have a few, actually. And there's a lot of stuff in the books that I don't know what it is, because I don't live in 1890.
Yeah, it was written 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, it's like an ancient, like, gibberish tome full of steampunk words that I don't know what they are.
Understandable.
But the show's good, except for the third season. I fell asleep during the first episode of the third season, which
so
is
it must be bad.
Really good. They're kind of just like, hey, Benedict Cumberbatch, remember?
Here he is.
And I'm not like a ovulating 30-year-old woman, so I don't care about him.
What time of night did you turn on that episode?
Night?
What, were you during the day you watched this episode?
3 a.m.
I wonder why you fell asleep.
It's a bad show, Dom!
Josh Henderson's are nocturnal, honestly.
I am.
So it must be saying something.
Yeah. Dom, what did you do this week?
This week, I am still unpacking from the move.
That sounds terrible.
It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I also have been taking care of some errands, including...
That sounds terrible.
I've been unpacking and taking care of errands. My life sucks, guys. I live with my parents. You think I like this? I think this is what I wanted.
This show is, we gotta go.
But one of those errands was setting up a P.O. box for Fantasy Fiction.
That's this show.
If you got a t-shirt, that is this show. If you got a t-shirt from me and you came to that address, I would have been living there.
In a box? Better than living with your parents.
Not anymore. I live with my mom and dad now. You can't have their address. So if you wanted to send us something, you can send it to the P.O. Box now, which is P.O. Box 41, Fairless Hills, PA, that's Pennsylvania, 19030. So if you wanted to send us a little drawing of Josh and I as really buff men, like...
Which we normally, that's what we are. You can send money. Do you want to say?
You know, I was gonna get to the money part.
You were gonna lead them into the money.
Yeah, I was gonna ease our way into it. But you know what? That's what this is about.
I'm not easing
send
into it.
Send us lots of money,
diamonds and rubies.
Send us a whole treasure chest,
please. Or send us a hello. I don't care what you send us. because anything you send us is treasure to me.
Da-na-na. The more you know. But enough of that!
Yes.
Let us get to our tales of princesses and
sieges. Is it a witch? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm scared and ready. I'm scared and ready.
I'm still in old man mode from last week.
Old man or old man?
That was old man.
We're friends.
Dom, are you ready?
I am ready.
For my story.
Yes.
Which is called Don't Siege My Heart, colon.
Don't Siege My Heart, colon.
Don't Siege My Heart, colon.
Don't Siege My Heart, colon. Don't Siege My Heart, colon. Yes.
All right, here we go. Daranos is full of hot, comely babes who are one JFK bad day away from being the rulers of their land. That's a pretty bad day.
That's a pretty bad day.
Yeah, dog, I'm talking about princesses. These ladies are hot, and they daddies be rich, so you know they ready to throw down and get buck, get rough, and get fucked. So buck, it'll make their daddy say, "Girls, your mother left me for a brodacious four-dick snow work, and I have a general sense of low self-esteem, and I'm actively seeking death. So therefore, I can't give you an adequate amount of positive attention. Try not to become a stripper."
Now the daddies are talking. That's how extreme things got, Daranos. The daddies are talking now. Now the daddies are going to say something.
On the plains of Daranos lay a kingdom known as Wheat Town. I didn't think of it a good name.
Wheat Town. I think that's a great name.
Main export? Iron. It throws you off.
Yeah.
On the plains of Daranos lay a kingdom known as Wheat Town, where there also lay a castle, and in that castle also lay one such princess. Her name was Scarlett Johansson. No relation.
No relation?
To the other one. Except her butt was probably related to ScarJo's butt. Like first cousins or something. I don't know. I'm not a member of BootyAncestry.com. Or am I?
I would put money.
I would. I am part of. If that was a thing.
So you're gonna look at like vintage photos of butts and be like, oh yeah, I guess they're kind of similar.
You don't do that.
Touché, Henderson.
I mean, I'm not putting you on the spot, but I am. Princess Scarlett Johansson yelled a voice from across an empty and half destroyed war room. Let me do that again. I used the wrong voice.
Okay.
Keep that in. Leave it in. Princess Scarlett Johansson, yelled a voice from across an empty and half-destroyed war room. Princess, General Mad Muscles demands you lower your drawbridge. His forces have unleashed a new and terrible weapon. Oh, and by the way, your ass looks really good today. Have you been putting makeup on it? That's something alive people do, right? Said Gary the Skeleton.
Gary!
Gary's back.
Did you say that before? Okay, because I wanted to make sure I did not miss that.
He's back.
My man. What a nice guy saying to decorate a butt.
You put makeup on it.
Why not? Makes sense to a wacky old skeleton.
Some rouge on. I'm making the butt rouge move. With my
oh,
hands.
Yeah, I see.
I will not let this kingdom fall, Gary. My father didn't give me this kingdom for my quinceañera for me to go fart it all up by letting some stupid general be all fucking lame and catapult us back into the suck ages. And thank you very much, Gary. Rosalita has been buffing it all morning. Gary looked down to see a skele-woman with a Merc Monk-powered power buffer just waxing the hell out of those turd flaps.
Turd flaps? That's so gross. I used to like butts, Josh.
You'll like them again.
Okay. You think I'll heal from this scar?
Once you embrace what they really are, you're free, man.
Oh, you're man. Free.
It's a living, said the Merc Monk, as the Skele-Woman's jaw fell off, like in that one cool scene from Beetlejuice. Suddenly, the castle walls shook as several catapult rounds hit the stone walls. Dust and debris fell from the ceiling. Another round hit a window and came crashing into the room. Everyone ducked as the projectile rolled across the floor and settled into a pile of old pies that the princess had started to eat, but never finished. Gary moved to look closer at the projectile to see it was the head of the king.
Oh my god!
God damn it, said the king's head as he began to eat his way out of the old pies.
A great way to go.
My lady, your father is dead, but you know, at least he died doing what he loved, eating rotten old stanky pies, said Gary solemnly, yet positively. Solemnly? Market that word. God damn it, said the princess as she took a bite of a pie. Just then, a very loud voice boomed from outside the city. Princess, we're coming in, so get ready. Ready or not, we're coming in, said the general man muscles. Alongside him stood his army of like a million Skella warriors.
Oh, man.
As your closest advisor, I say we all sit down and have a chit-chat about what's really bugging us. I bet if we all just talked about how we really feel, it'd make us all feel a lot better. I'll make some iced tea and maybe some of those old pies y'all seem to enjoy. We can make a day of it, like a stitching bitch, said Gary. Just as he was finishing, another projectile came crashing through the window and hit Gary dead on, crushing him instantly.
No!
And mangling his already pretty horribly mangled and disgusting body.
Oh my god, he's pretty okay, right?
I don't know. Gary! yelled Princess Scarlett Johansson. It's real strap for names this week. You can tell.
Oh, man.
She ran over to cradle his already dead, but somehow now more dying her head.
No!
Oh, it's okay, Princess. I wasn't very good at my job anyway, and this is like the fourth time I've held this position for various people. But you know, it's like that old Darren O's saying, if you can't do it, just keep doing it until you do it. I'm sure I'll be back. And with that, Gary died for like the fifth time.
No!
Is this the end of Gary the Skeleton? Will Gary come back? Check out Fantasy Fiction every Moonsday to find out.
That's Moonsday at Moonsday. On the internet.
We're coming in, Princess, so you know, are you decent? Demanded General Man Muscles. I'll never surrender, dicktard, screamed Scarlett Johansson out of her two broken windows. That's the princess, not the actress, just so we're clear.
Okay, I got a little confused there.
That one was confusing because I didn't say princess first. Well, okay. But I mean, here we come, said the general sternly. I guess we could use the battering ram, asked the general to one of his Skele warriors. The Skele warrior just shrugged. All right, we're going to use the battering ram thingy, I guess, the general commanded very confidently. The princess's troops behind the wall, charged with defending the city, gathered together in preparation for the final assault. All were skilled but not anxious for battle. They remained steadfast. One let out a high-pitched fart.
Like it was real slow.
Like you're letting air out of a balloon.
Wait, was this one of the skeletons?
That was one of the... There's like the defenders inside the city.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, skeletons don't have buttholes.
They don't have buttholes. I found that out the hard way. On buttancestry.com.
So, you go far enough back, they're just skeletons.
Mitochondrial Eve of butts. That's an anthropology joke. Skele warriors began to chant in an ancient not tongue as they brought out a giant dick-shaped battering ram, complete with two balls and some smart aleck painted very lifelike veins.
Some artists.
All right, Skele warriors. I guess start using the battering ram or whatever, directed the general in a very stern manner. The Skeletor warriors began heaving and hoeing, knocking the giant dick against the door over and over and over and over again. With each thrust of the giant, veiny cock, the door weakened as the sheer size and girth of the hardwood knocked against the door. The wood seemed to get harder with each thrust. The weakened wood of the door began to moan as it buckled. Each stroke of the battering ram bringing the door closer to climaxing. I mean collapsing. Yes, more, more. Give it a full stroke in if that's okay, shouted the general. The Skeleman began to move the battering dick in rapid succession into the door. The door was severely weakened and the wood was almost begging to collapse. Some say you could almost hear the wood say, "Oh my god, fuck me harder." With one final powerful thrust of the rock-hard, throbbing, sweat-soaked, lacquered and door-cum-having, fat, pulsing, quivery, veins-pumping, sex-stank-smelling, weird next-day piss-stream-making, raw, onion-tasting boar dick, the door collapsed. Yes, I'm going to come inside your city, shouted the general.
Ew.
Spelled C-O-M-E.
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. The Skeletor warriors quickly advanced into the city, raising their mangled iron swords in preparation to slaughter each and every one of the extremely turned on but now terrified city defenders. As the first chevron of Skeletor warriors bore down, the leading Skeletor warrior focused on one defender, raised his sword, and stopped dead in his tracks. Frank? Asked the Skeletor warrior. Stu? Replied the city defender. Hey, Frank, what's up, man? Every Skeletor warrior stopped and slowly lowered their weapons. Oh, nothing, dude. Just defend the city from your horde, replied Frank as he laughed awkwardly. Yeah, true, true, replied Stu. Hey, how's the wife? Asked Frank. Oh, you know, same old bullshit. Yeah, I hear that. You know, the other day, Janet was all like, come with me to Bones, Bath, and Beyond and help me pick out taverns. So, you know, I had to deal with that horse shit. Oh, man, wait till you have kids, replied Stu. Some Skeletor warriors and city defenders began to sit down and take off their helmets. I can't even imagine. Do you still have that bone Camaro? Asked Frank. Nah, man, I had to sell it when we had the kid.
No.
I got a bone minivan now, said Stu. Holy shit, dude. Did you have to put a down payment of your penis down for that thing? Laughed Frank. Yeah, if I still had one, dude, you know. Stu said as he pointed to his skeleton pelvis. He doesn't have a dick. Ah, man, but that's cool, though, Frank said. The Skeletor warriors and city defenders began to look at their talking stones. What are you driving these days? Asked Stu. Just a bone cycle, replied Frank. A bone motorcycle? That's badass, dude. Nah, like a bone cycle. Like a bicycle made of bones. I'm just trying to look out for the environment. Plus, I got all those mead DUIs. Replied Frank. Oh, dude, yeah, that's cool, though, said Stu. The Skeletor warriors and city defenders started to call their bone wives to tell them they'd be coming home late. So, Stu, you want to make out? Asked Frank. But before he could finish, Stu began kissing him deeply like he had never been kissed before.
Oh, man, this is going to a weird place.
All the Skeletor warriors and city defenders followed suit as the clanging of both swords and armor could be heard hitting the ground. Skeletor warriors and defenders were rolling on the ground, some in groups of four, four or more quad kissing. The moans of man lust could be heard throughout the city. One Skeletor warrior dropped down on his bony knee and immediately proposed to a city defender. Another city defender and Skeletor warrior began pushing a stroller with a baby in it through the crowd as they went on their nightly...
What? What?
Things escalated quickly. Things are getting out of hand. This is ridiculous. Another group of Skeletor warriors was throwing a bachelorette party for a city defender complete with battering ram-shaped penis straws and necklaces. Those guys are going to probably have the night of their lives. General Man Muscles pushed his way through the throngs of kissing skeletons and men to get to the front of the attack. Yes! Very, very good, men. Distract them with kissing, just like I had planned all along. Yeah, just like I had planned all along. Finally, Scarlett Johansson came down from her war room to confront the general. Holy shit, smells like raw onions out here. Jesus Christ, what the fart is going on? She yelled, taking notice of a hot skeletal warrior going tongue deep on a dude. Yes. Good form there, soldier. Carry on. Wait. Grab his ass while you kiss him. Yeah. There you go. You'll get a medal for your bravery, she said.
Skeletons still got tongues, by the way.
Some of them don't, because I said earlier they don't. I'm all over the place. I don't even know what's going on.
I think I do. Some hot, hot love.
Hot man love. Or dead man love. Princess Scarlett Princess Scarlett Johansson! The general boomed. I have been waiting a long time for this, he said as he reached inside his coat and abruptly pulled something out. The princess flinched, but in the general's hand was just a letter. Here's your mail, princess. You did all this to give me my mail? Scarlett Johansson said, shocked. Why, yes, I'm the Postmaster General. Postmaster General Man Muscles. The princess stood there in shock for a moment, then grabbed the letter, turned around, and stormed back into her war room, stopping only briefly to check out a hot dude still kissing. We take mail very seriously here in Daranos, said the general. Finn.
What? He killed her father!
Dude, mail is no joke.
Did he turn them away? He was like, no mail today.
Yeah, and he died.
And they were like, gah!
So send things to the Fantasy Fiction P.O. box.
All right, Josh, are you ready for my tale of princesses and sieges?
I'm ready!
All right, this one is called Sundown Pound Town.
That's already a better name than mine.
It has nothing to do with the story. The sun beat down on the hot desert of Orthak in Orkspire. Not sure if I used that one as a place yet.
I don't think so.
I have.
I don't remember.
Sounds probably a lot like them. It sounds like a word for a desert an orc would use. Anyway, moving on. They had been traveling for days. A caravan of about 12, covered in dust-covered robes.
That's
great
nice.
Job.
That's good.
And cloth to hide their faces, in search of what some of them had completely forgotten due to the blazing heat. They just knew they had to keep on moving in hopes of finding whatever it was they were after.
At least they're stubborn.
Well, that's what Jesus did. Right? Or Moses?
And his dad Moses.
Was this Moses and Jesus?
Moses.
Well, Jesus was there.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Well, he's everywhere.
He's even on this episode. The sand began to shake and hiss as a giant sandworm ripped through the desert. Its aquamarine eyes glowed as its long sandy beard blew in the wind.
He's got a beard!
As it pulled over the caravan, the travelers watched as it roared, Party! Then dove back into the sand, never to be seen again.
No one ever sees him again.
Must have been some party. The leader of the caravan pointed to a hole that the sandworm had left. The party descended into the tunnel. They removed their disguises to reveal themselves as men from the Guild of Thieves, along with Raoen Middlefinger. Their leader, and also notable, an old man who was just an old man rogue with old blunt daggers that were actually spoons.
he just eats pudding out of them. Just, my daggers,
something like that.
Wait.
Well, let's find out.
My dagger.
Oh yeah, there you go. There's your old man voice. Raoen had blue eyes with shoulder length brown hair. He was young, handsome. And he kind of had his shit together. Not like Dave. I don't know how much longer I can put up with Dave's crap. You know, he borrows money from his mom to go to Orc Donald's. How sad is that?
Or Donald. That is canon.
Fucking Dave.
Fucking Dave.
Anyway, Raoul also had a sweet D-bulge. He lit a torch and said, "This will lead us to the Desert Wizard. Let's go." Wait, so his name is Desert Wizard, or is it B-Lord? Asked someone in the back. Because earlier I heard someone call him B-Lord. Well, it's both, replied Raoul. No. It's one or the other. We're not doing this crap where someone's talking about the Desert Wizard, and then someone's like, "What are you guys talking about?" And the guys go, "Oh, you know, that guy who can turn into bees?" And the other guy goes, "Oh, B-Lord, that's what we call him in my neighborhood. I hate that shit. We're not doing that. Besides, what's the B-Lord doing in the desert where there are no goddamn flowers?" "I heard he could turn into a big old tit, so I call him Boob Lord," said the old man.
This old man is awesome.
"That is a rumor," shouted Raoul. "Now, come on. We've got to go find the Desert Wizard before bad stuff happens."
You mean the B-Lord?
"Shut up!" Suddenly, five giant beetle guards came crawling out of the walls of the tunnel. "Being a beetle sucks," shouted the one as he swung his scimitar at Raoman's head. He ducked. "Every night it's leaves for dinner because we're bugs. But since we're in the desert, there's like zero leaves," continued one of the other beetle guards as he cleaved a rogue's shoulder. "Last night I ate sand," said another beetle. "And you know what I had to drink with it? A tall glass of sand," he concluded as Raoul drove his short sword through his belly. "Fuck, this fucking sucks. My life sucks. Fuck," continued the beetle as he died. Another beetle screamed as one of the cooler-looking rogues, with a tough guy scar across his face, backstabbed him repeatedly. Then he cleaned his daggers and said, "Beetly boo, I just killed you." Never mind, that guy's lame. He just looked cool, I guess. Oh god, now he's picking his nose and eating his sandy boogers. Okay, moving on.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
The last standing beetle stood over a rogue and drove his sword right through his chest. "And we don't even get into days off," shouted the beetle.
They're still fucking complaining.
That's all they do. They're just pissed because they're beetles.
I would be pissed.
Then he died from a massive heart attack. You know why.
What?
Stress.
Man, he needs a beetle vacation. I don't know.
Beetlecation.
Beetle.
Suddenly, fierce wind blew through the tunnel. The remaining rogues shielded themselves from the sand as the Desert Wizard began to materialize right before. Shut up! In a dark purple hooded robe with a thick black beard, the wizard began, "Who dare enter the realm of Jazzistraz the Wizard?"
Oh, man.
"Jazzistraz, I thought your name was Desert Wizard," said Raoul. "I go by both. Also, B-Lord." "Hey, aren't you supposed to be made of bees?" said a rogue, clearly of no significance to the actual story. The wizard then turned to him.
I wonder what's going to happen.
And mad-dogged him so hard, a bee shot out of his brow and drove himself into the rogue of no significance chest as hard as possible, piercing his heart and killing him.
Jesus Christ.
"Who else want to die by a bee?" asked the wizard. "Oh, that's right. He can summon bees, not turn into them," said a rogue way in the back. "This is it, Jazzistraz," said Raoul. "Surrender or die." "You should turn into a big old tit," said the old man. "You know, before we kill you. That'd be something." Before Jazzistraz could respond, something down the tunnel could be heard moving closer. Out of the darkness came a comely maiden's face. So comely, it'll make your mama say, "Oh god, wait, she has a scorpion body. Oh god, it's a scorpion woman. Oh dear lord. Oh, but damn, she is kind of fine for a scorpion woman." "Damn," said a rogue. "I don't know how, but I gotta get fucked by that."
He's just open. He's just open to anything.
He doesn't know how it's going to happen.
It's gotta happen.
Just though. Take him.
Something happened.
He fainted after that. I'm gonna add that right now.
A story's never finished.
Jazz and Straz kneeled as the scorpion woman came face to face with Raoin. She caressed his face with the back of her hand, then began, "Every 1,000 years, the prince must slay the princess. The scorpion woman must die so that the men of Orcspire live without plague for another 1,000 years. Is that what you plan on doing to Princess Relinax, Prince Raoin? You think you can use your exposition spell on me?" replied Raoin.
That's fucking brilliant. That's fucking brilliant.
"Maybe you should make out with her," said the old man. "You two make a cute couple," he added.
He's so positive.
Raoin turned to tell the old man to shut his old mouth, but when he did, the princess struck, piercing his chest with her stinger. Raoin screamed in pain as Relinax laughed, drinking the dripping blood from her stinger. The rogues gasped because that was a shocking thing to happen. Raoin lay nearly lifeless on the ground. With his last breath, he whispered, "I drank mad poison potions before I got here, so you're basically drinking poison." And with that, he died.
No!
Relinax thought that she heard this. Then she also fell to the ground. With her last breath, she said, "Worth it to be one with the Prince of Thieves." Then she took another breath, and with her last breath, she said, "Legalize it," and died. The remaining rogues drew their weapons, but Jazz and Straz had already blown away.
What?
The end.
No! This last couple weeks, everyone's been dying.
Princes are dying!
Shit!
I want to make a point here. More of an infiltration than a siege.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them.
It's sieging
Look,
enough.
We're not going to get all technical.
We're not going to get all technical.
B-Man, Desert Wizard.
Lord.
Jazzercise.
Jazzercise the Wizard. Why was that not his name? Come on. We can come up with this.
Who wrote this?
God. Well, Josh, that's one more episode of Fantasy Fiction done.
That's
and
true.
7 years off our lives.
Every episode of Fantasy Fiction we do is like smoking 30 packs of cigarettes.
A second. But hey, thanks everyone for listening to another episode.
Yes.
We really appreciate that you would ever want to listen to our weird Muppet voices.
I think we sound pretty normal now. I think we should read a review.
I think we should.
That's adorable.
Thank you.
Dom actually turned into an adorable Muppet.
Maybe so. I'll get into voice acting as acting, I stare acting, off acting. To the moon. Zoom into the moon. Uh-huh. Zoom out. I'm famous. I'm walking down Hollywood Street. All the stars are around.
All the stars on the sidewalk.
Ladies on my shoulders. Giving them piggyback rides. I made it, Ma. I made it in Pennsylvania. If you can make it in PA, you can make it pretty much anywhere in a 5 mile radius.
Sometimes the roads connect to towns in this state.
Sometimes you have to bring a stick to walk to a house. Because that's how far it is, walking stick distance.
Yep.
Sorry, I killed the rhythm on that one.
That's okay.
But you know what won't kill the rhythm? These beautiful iTunes reviews from Jolly Old England.
Good day, me matey.
Are you a pirate?
Arr, me from England now.
Yeah,
me from England. I'm going to read a review, okay.
All right, this one is... it's 5 out of 5 stars by the 72 ounce steak daddy.
It's titled 5 out of 5, by the way.
I got confused because numbers happened.
It is 5 out of 5 stars.
Though. It is. Fantasy Fiction is simply the best podcast I have listened to, apart from ContinueCast. 5 out of 5, British smiley face.
You can tell, yeah, that's a little different from the regular
one. Yeah, because the other one, the regular one goes the other way. It's like the Coriolis effect, which isn't a thing.
Hey, 72 Ounce Take Daddy, thank you for your time for leaving that review. And thank you to Broadby07. This one is titled Prime Wizard.
That's a great title.
That is a great title. Like a prog rock album cover described in excruciatingly hilarious detail, Josh and Dom bring to life two worlds more appealing than Middle Earth, Narnia, and wherever Conan the Barbarian is from, all rolled into one. I live in Oxford and have sat in the pub where Tolkien used to drink and write and thought, I bet J.R.R. just wishes he'd thought of Bubkin.
That's the best review of all time.
Yeah, you hear the victory motorcycles? Well, that's a very flattering thing to say.
Thank you.
I don't know how much of it is true.
I'm going to put that on my headstone, which will be being chiseled tonight.
I'm working on it. Josh hired me, guys. That's what I do for work now. I make tombstones for Josh. Hey, you know what? I was thinking I'd say this instead. Get to work, Tomb Boy.
That's just the Van Halen symbol. Nice work.
Nice work. Here's $1,000 in Monopoly money.
Here's $1,000 grave bucks.
I made it, Ma. But hey, if you guys want to get a t-shirt, you can go to fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. You want to leave us a review on iTunes, it helps. Thank you to everyone who leaves a review. We always read them. They always make our day because you guys are very, very generous.
Yes, thank
even
you.
The negative ones.
I like the negative ones sometimes.
We haven't gotten a negative one in
not
a very
in a
long
while.
Time unless somewhere in I don't know Yugoslavia
don't know.
Left one out.
Yeah,
never
I don't
checked.
Check like Yugoslavia.
Their iTunes reviews. Do they have iTunes?
I don't know. We didn't check.
Maybe. Is that still a place? I don't know. My geography is bad. I am from America. Current events? Football's on. Shut up.
What are the Cardassians up to? Cardassians.
Good work. Good work, Josh.
I'm a Star Trek fan. I'm a Space Trek fan.
But before we tangent into infinity, if you are going to send us something to our P.O. box, I just wanted to say, make sure that is the current P.O. box, because chances are I will move out of my parents' house.
Yes.
Chances are, I don't know. It's pretty comfortable. My dad makes a mean pasta.
All signs point to maybe.
Ask again later. Yeah, if you guys want to send us stuff, just make sure that's the current P.O. box. You can even send us a message on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. We'll respond to it.
Dom, what are the prompts for next week's episode?
Oh, yes, the prompts. We have Minions from Sarah Jane Hammontree and Chimeras or Chimeras. How do you say it?
I say Chimeras.
I say Chimeras, too. Yeah. I think, wait, no.
Because of the band.
Oh, you know what? That says Churros. Sorry, this is stuff I wanted.
This is
a list of stuff I wanted. I'm
this
sorry.
This is just a menu to the Mexican place down the street.
Hey, pretty good episode, though. That one was submitted by a ton of people, but first and foremost, at Samurai Corndog, who is our friend Connor, he has a podcast called Promptly Written. It's also a fiction podcast. You can check that out on iTunes and I think on Libsyn, their host.
Yeah, okay.
But it was also suggested by Felipe Akira and Alex Dohawk.
Churros.
You know, I wrote with a Sharpie and it bled and it looked like Dohawk. And I'm going to say that. Alex Dohawk.
There it is.
Thank you, Alex.
If that is your name.
If that even is your name. But one more thing before we go. Reese's and Snickerdoodle will return next week, but you can look for a very special episode with your questions from this week coming soon. So stay tuned.
They are on vacation.
Laycation. You know what I'm saying? Laying down in the sun.
In the bed.
No, oh, sun. No, outside. It's a vacation. You go outside to the beach.
I don't.
It's the summer, Josh.
I'm redheaded.
I can tell. Josh has never been tan. He's only ever been white and sunburnt.
I just, yeah, sunburn or cancer freckles. So I got that to look forward to.
Just stay
until
inside.
Next week.
What do you say, Jazz? Until next week.
Until next week. Keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding.
Bye.
I'll see you next week, baby.
I kind of want to kiss you on your lips and tongue.
But I'm afraid it might make you fall right in love.
I'm not even afraid that's what's going to happen.
Here it comes.
We're kissing.
They don't know. They can't see this, right? They can't see this. Have a good week, everyone. Have a good week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Josh, say bye.
Oh, bye.
Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100 titles and stuff.
You were supposed to land this.
I haven't been on for months. I don't even know. Are we doing? Are we recording this?
What is recording?
Are we doing the book? This week, we are recommending A Game of Thrones.
No, you have to tell them how they can use the Audible trial.
Go to audible.com/fantasy.
I said that part.
This week, we're recommending A Game of Thrones.
You disappoint me, Reese's.
By George R.R. Tolkien.